Did you have the chance to watch my free workshop called 4 Tips to Strengthen Any Relationship? There are a lot of great lessons in there that help you to begin strengthening your relationship with yourself and then taking that new strength and the skills you've used to get there and applying it to all of your relationships. If you haven't watched it yet, go to hunkydory.com/4tips and you can request it there. I'll send it straight to your inbox and you can get started right away. It's 4 short videos that I'll send to your inbox every day that teach you powerful skills to build any relationship. It's the foundation that you'll need to build the relationships you want to improve. In that series, I began by teaching you about character. Most people think that communication would be the first place to start when a relationship needs work. It is important, but coming at it with a strong character is actually the most important place to begin. I believe we're unique for a reason. When we use our gifts, we all benefit. When we compare ourselves with others, we feel overburdened. That's why I created this podcast, a weekly show about connecting to your time, your life, and yourself. My hope is that you'll leave not only believing in the dreams you feel pulled towards, but knowing you've had the ability within you to do them all along. Let's connect to our uniqueness and become overburdened no more. When you are in a relationship, whether with yourself or someone else, character is crucial. You must be able to exercise character by doing what's right and not just doing what's easy. Character is the root to having trust, growth, and connection with yourself and others. Character is what creates your ability to communicate and cooperate with anyone. Character allows you to make decisions based upon values and not upon mood or circumstances. Is character something you're born with or is it developed? Maybe it's both. The dictionary definition of character is the mental and moral qualities distinctive to an individual, or it could be described as the way someone thinks, feels, and behaves. People who are considered to have good character often have traits like integrity, honesty, courage, loyalty, fortitude, and other important virtues that promote good behavior. This highly influences the choices that you make in life. Character comes down to a person's core values and their motivations for acting the way that they do. It occurs intrinsically within a person. That's a hard word to say, intrinsically. An important thing to recognize is that character is not the same as personality. Personality is what makes up a person's physical, psychological, emotional, and social aspects, while character refers to a person's moral and ethical qualities. When you are a person of character, you have the power and the will to step up and stand up for the decisions today that you made a while ago. When you are a person of character, you are able to stick to your decisions long after the emotions of the decision are gone. Character is actually the driver behind good communication. In episode 129, I shared with you what makes up the high brain, low brain model. In that episode, I shared with you that it only takes 6 seconds to turn threats to your amygdala, or the lower brain, to turn them around and send them to your neocortex, or the high brain. That's where you choose how you want to respond to the situation, instead of just reacting as you do if you're in the lower brain. Knowing this about how your brain works helps only if you use that knowledge to gain control over it. Because you can react to situation in ways that you actually choose, instead of letting your lower brain do things you may regret later, you can have more control of your responses. It's the most basic of skills needed that helps you to be who you really want to be in situations that can catch you off guard. When you allow your character to kick in, instead of verbally attacking someone, for example, you can move automatic thoughts into the higher brain instead of being hijacked by the lower brain and go directly into survival mode, which makes you fight or flee. When you take a minute to get out of your low brain, now remember, it only takes 6 seconds for this to happen, you can make a better choice. You can do this by taking a deep breath, letting it out slowly, and then making a conscious choice of how you want to show up. Having strong character to fall back on is what makes it the driver behind good communication. If you can control jumping into the lower brain and automatically fighting and choosing instead to move into the high brain where better decisions are made, you are choosing to use your character. Another way to use your character is to decide to look for possible solutions instead of blame, even though blame is so much easier. Let's sum up character this way. Character is the route to having trust, growth, and connection with yourself and others. Character is what creates your ability to communicate and cooperate with anyone. And character allows you to make decisions based upon values and not upon mood or circumstances. Your character is made up of your best qualities. And not everyone has the same character strengths. There is power in understanding your best qualities and using them to help you live your life. Because we're all different, we become more complete as we learn about and help others to use their character strengths too. When you begin working with me as your coach, I will help you discover what your character strengths are and use those strengths to apply the skills that I'm going to teach you. But this is very individual. Character strengths are different for each of us. And that's actually good news. We need different strengths so we can help each other in unique ways. You may be asking about now, what are my character strengths? How can I find out what mine are? And what if I don't have any at all? Well, I'm so glad you asked. Luckily for all of you, there is a free assessment you can take to help you discover what your character strengths are. Once you know your personal and unique character strengths, in my coaching with you, I will help you to apply them in your life. Learning what my character strengths were opened my eyes to parts of myself I didn't realize could help me. And as I learned to use those strengths even better, I can use them to help others. It is one of my very favorite things to do with my clients. If you'd like to take this character assessment, go to viacharacter.org. Go to the top right corner, click on the Take the Free Survey button, and then you just take the test. It only takes about 20 to 30 minutes or so. Then sign up for a free 15-minute call with me at hunkydory.com/mini-mentor, and we can start right off applying your personal strengths to help you solve any problem you are struggling with right now. It's not easy to see your way through the fog of problems that you may be facing, so having a coach like me to help you see what you're missing can help you find peace faster. One of the greatest tools to changing what we truly want to change in our lives is to strengthen our character. I love this quote by Albert Einstein. Quote, "You cannot attempt to solve a problem you created at the same level of thinking you were at when you created it." Close quote. So true. Start by looking into your character and begin the process of change by using your strengths to help you, your own personal strengths. Character is a fundamental block in all relationships. When you exercise your character to do what's right, you become less selfish. Begin by recognizing and valuing your character strengths, which will make them stronger, and then reach out with your character and begin to see how it strengthens all of your most important relationships. I'm always here to help. Go to hunkydory.com/mini-mentor and let's get started working on this today. Thanks for joining me here today. And remember, I see you. I understand how hard you're trying, and I'd like to help however I can. Have a wonderful day, and I'll see you back here next week. I'm so glad you showed up for you today. Remember, the connections you make with yourself are powerful, and that will spread to the people you love the most. Sending lots of love to you as always. Make it a great day, and I'll talk with you again next week.